Iran declares nuclear ambitions as Saudi Arabia warns of imminent attack. Saudi Arabia issued warnings Thursday about what it described as imminent coordinated attacks by Iran-backed groups, while Iran's Revolutionary Guard chief made one of the most direct public statements about the country's nuclear program in years, declaring that Iran will continue building nuclear weapons. The two developments arriving on the same day compressed the regional threat picture significantly. The Saudi warning's use of the word coordinated in a public statement suggests intelligence pointing to a multi-vector threat, potentially involving Houthi forces in Yemen, Hezbollah-affiliated groups, and Iraqi militias simultaneously. The kingdom was targeted in the 2019 Abqaiq oil facility strikes, but a coordinated multi-front attack would represent a more complex operation. The IRGC chief's nuclear declaration is not diplomatic language. A public statement of that specificity from a military commander, analyst noted, typically serves one of several strategic purposes: deterrence, domestic political signaling, or a negotiating posture ahead of talks. In any case, the effect is to dramatically narrow diplomatic pathways and put Gulf states on elevated alert simultaneously. On the Ukraine front, Russia's fiber-optic guided drones are overcoming Ukraine's electronic jamming capabilities in ways that GPS-guided systems cannot. A fiber-optic drone is tethered to its operator by an optical cable, meaning the radio frequency environment is irrelevant. Ukraine has relied heavily on electronic warfare as a force multiplier, and the shift to fiber-optic guidance directly counters that doctrine. President Zelensky responded by ordering preparation of what he called a special sanctions operation targeting Russian companies fueling the arms industry, a second-order strategy aimed at degrading production capacity after Trump told reporters, "We want missiles too," dismissing Kyiv's appeal for additional Patriot interceptors. Senator Duckworth introduced legislation this week requiring the Pentagon to maintain a single cumulative casualty count for Iran-related hostilities, covering 18 American service members killed and at least 689 wounded since February. The Defense Department has reportedly been splitting the count across categories, a practice critics say obscures the true scope of U.S. casualties in the region.